name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we're celebrating the Synaxis of Saint Archangel Michael and all the heavenly hosts. And it's a great holiday. But to my great sorrow, how often do we remember our angel, guardian angel, or the Archangel Michael and all the heavenly dwellers? How often do we remember? Not too often. Hopefully, at least in the morning prayers and the evening prayers when we have a prayer to our guardian angel. But outside of that, very seldom. And that's not so good. We have to try to remember them at all more and more, because they are protecting us. They're protecting us from the evil spirits. They are always watching out for us, because they love us and they want our salvation. They love their Lord with all their being. They love the Lord, and they love the Lord's creation, especially the crown of the creation, which is a human being. And they also know that the Lord had came down to this earth showing the great love for us, that he had suffered on this earth and died on this earth and taken the form of a human being and it has suffered as a human being this life and got crucified, allowed himself to be crucified, to take upon the cross all my sins and all your sins, all our sins, my beloved. We have to acknowledge our the guardian angel and all the heavenly dwellers, that they are our best friends. They are truly our best friends, well wishers, that they want our salvation, just as they're taking the example from the Lord and the Mother of God, that they want our salvation. You may say that, well, does he want even the salvation of me, a great sinner like me? Yes. Yes, they want our salvation, no matter how great of a sinners we are. All the heavenly dwellers, they want our salvation. They want us to stop sinning. And of course, you and me know that if we when we sin, we are only giving power to the evil ones. And then the guardian angel has to step aside, especially when we voluntarily give ourselves off to the sin. If we fight the sin, then the guardian angel is more than willing to be by us to help us so that we can conquer it, so that the enemy won't tie us up and shackle us through the sin by making it finally a habit or a passion. My beloved, let's cry out more and more to our heavenly guides, to the Archangel Michael, who is the head of all the heavenly hosts. Let us cry out to him more and be grateful. Be grateful for how they're always watching out for us, because they are because they love us. But we have to have gratitude also. We should thank them for it. The biggest trouble is that we don't think. As remember in the Gospel, where the Lord has healed 10 lepers, and only one of them came back to thank the Lord, and the Lord said, where's the 9? And this is what happens to us so many times. We get help from the Lord, but we are not giving him the gratitude. We are not thanking him for it. And we are not thanking our guardian angel and all the angels for all the protection that they give us, that they always watch out for us, and for the love that they have for us. My beloved, we should correct that. We should correct that and start to more and more to love our heavenly dwellers and our protectors. And of course, the first love has to always be to the Lord Himself, to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the Mother of God, and our own Mother, and the Lord, and then of course to the Archangel Michael and Gabriel, and all the heavenly the angels and archangels, and all the heavenly dwellers, and to then, of course, to each other, but not just to the body. We cannot make idols out of our own bodies and our neighbors. We have to love our souls and the souls of our neighbors. We have to pray for them and beg the Lord that He will forgive all of our sins and cleanse our hearts so that we will be able to see the Lord and will be able to go to the kingdom of heaven. Amen. God bless you.